A fanfare of trumpets announced Prince Shah Astra's body was on its way to its ultimate resting place in the catacombs beneath Stonehaven. The procession started in the throne room next to the ruined landing and followed the length of the main hall and down the ramp leading to the underbelly of the keep. Queen Ivana Astra and Princess Begin Astra walked behind the pallbearers, but they were not alone. A cohort of King's Guard, the elite warriors of Stonehaven, trailed just a few feet behind and kept the queen and princess safe. Even during a funeral such as this, her guards didn't leave her side. Just 6 months into her rule, there had already been several attempts on her life, and she was not willing to take any chances, even in her own castle. People from all across the kingdom lined the stone halls guiding the procession, some of whom she questioned the motive for attending. She believed some were here to pay their respects to yet another member of the royal family. Simple curiosity brought others. It wasn't often a prince died, let alone twice. Since the birth of the kingdom 30 years ago, the royal family was plagued by tragedy and shrouded in mystery, something the queen vowed she would bring to light so the truth would be made known. The story of the royal family was more akin to a tale a child would tell his younger sibling to prime his sleep for nightmares. After the procession entered the underbelly, men tossed wheatgrass on the ground, and women laid wildflowers in the belief that the death of a loved one would still bring about new life. Little did these people know that death was just a word. Both the queen and Prince Shah had learned this for themselves. The late prince had given his life to ensure Ivana could live out hers. There were things worse than death. The tallest and strongest guardsmen looked back at the queen as they walked.
"Is everything all right, m'lady?"
"Just fine, Attius,"
she lied, faking a smile and grabbing at her dress of white and yellow lace. She bunched up a handful of it nervously. Truthfully, everything was not all right. She had yet to cope with the loss of her husband. Their moments together after her rescue were short and tragic, and she had not taken the time to mourn. She lied and told herself she was all right, instead throwing her attention at the business of helping the kingdom recover from the civil war just 6 short months ago. She also struggled to handle the effects of a magical malady that affected her.
"I would not describe myself as a magical malady. More of an inherited slave,"
a disembodied voice chirped in her head. She replied with her own thoughts.
"Please, Pamazu, don't make me feel sorry for you. Pity has a way of wilting your feathers."
The rubies embedded in her arm warmed for a moment beneath the sleeve of her gown. Pamazu was just another reminder of her late husband, and the demon knew it. Sometimes it couldn't stifle its wicked tongue. She had the last few months to get used to sharing her consciousness with the otherworldly being. Thankfully, the demon respected her people's traditions of honoring their dead monthly until the 6th month, and it didn't disrupt her mourning now. She was lucky in that she was not alone in this endeavor.